Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for January 28th. God picked you for His team. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. 1 Corinthians 1:27. If you were picking players for a basketball team, you would probably not pick Evan. Evan is short, slow, and not very smart. He misses most of the shots he takes, and he sometimes actually just drops the basketball. Evan is usually the last person to be picked for any kind of sports team, if he even gets picked at all. The Bible tells us that God has chosen foolish things and weak things to accomplish His work. Evan isn't very smart, and he's not very strong, but God has chosen Evan to be His child. If you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, God has chosen you to shame those who are smart and strong in ways the world values. God does great things through people who love Him. When He does those great things, He doesn't want His people to say, "Look what I did because I'm smart." He wants them to say, "Look what God did." God chooses people who are not necessarily smart or strong so that they'll know that God is great, and they are not. You may not be the smartest or strongest kid in the world, but that makes you the kind of material God can use. When unbelievers see the great things God does through us, they'll be ashamed because they'll see that even though we were foolish and weak, we were on the winning team the whole time. God chose you not because you're great, but because He is. Am I trying to do things for myself, or am I letting God use me? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for January 28th.